I just need it here for a second. So, everybody who stayed around, I really appreciate it. You're going to hear some of our, I consider our best readers of the evening. Whatever. You know, I'm biased against myself. What can I say? We'll have at least two more readers here. Our first reader is going to be Soma Feldmore. I've known Soma for many years now, but it's really been over the past few years here that really gotten to know her and her language and her love of that. And so please, everybody, welcome Soma Feldmore.
I should guess I should probably do this.
Probably best. Probably best.
It's recording?
Yes, it's recording. It's recording the sounds of your pants now. No. Clip it wherever you like.
All right. So this is going to span some time, pretty much 2002 until present, and it's going sort of all over the map in terms of pieces and series and parts. So the first is number 2 from a 7-part series. Fortune number 2. The world will soon be ready to receive your talent. People should know me in pairs. I don't want anyone alone knowing me. There is a huge cloud face in the sky, blowing small countries out of its mouth, the way I can only see this as night. But the weak light source increases my hunger and longing. I crawl below shadows and begin my lifelong task of fermentation. The Wonder Woman image stuck, repeatedly lassoing the same villain. I seem to want to get in your way. This next one is so far what I have of section 2 of a piece called The Purple Notebook. And this is for JP. 1. The angle never lost its patience. Disruptive, pattern material. The fashion of war attire, haute couture camouflage. Cinders are the proof of possibility. Voice comes through listening. We have poets in common. I know a man who tries to live life as poetry. I know how the story feels. Inhabit relationship. There comes a time. Remember, balance. 2. How to become invisible. Margin of Eros. Brain was my tutor. Art has become a planet of which we only see the dark side, and aesthetic judgment is then nothing other than the logos, the reunion of art and its shadow. If there are cinders between my shoulders, where is the burn? Where the hearth? Now my brain was outer space, inner emigration. Relax your perspective like your frame is getting bigger. The track record of today. Zero's been created a few times, but the creator disappears each time. Everything has its own magic button. Look out for the sky. It's funny that Asia is in euthanasia. Three. The in-between faces. A sprout is sprouting a sprout. Bilingual transition. Interesting hinges on words. Verbs, thoughts of contemplation. History is not a bus you can get off of. Shortening time, boundaries can instigate. The tongue rarely approaches dawn without a sob. In the morning, deities are wisps of sunlight, cracked windows and blinds failing at the edges. Distaste, roils in the throat like acid. How many falls make one step? In each hand, reality shapes a new well. In the morning, the alphabet is transparent. When screaming, remember to empty the mouth. It is not fire, but retribution that burns for love. In the dim-lit twilight, no mercy from sunshine. Space between fingers makes magic difficult. Will you scratch my back? This next one is a chunk, I guess, out of a piece called Portraits, and it actually technically goes with the portrait that my mother painted of me. But you just get the words. This is the only girl at Hellboy, the one who is too skinny, who is called Chicken Legs, the great Canadian flatlands, who got asked, have you heard the joke that makes girls' tits fall off? Oh, I see you have. Who stuttered, couldn't pronounce her R's, who crumbled under the fingers of other girls, who had so-called friends so as not to be alone all the time, whose best friends were stuffed animals. This is the girl who modeled after school, who couldn't sleep for fear of what she'd see, who saw violent ends for the ones she loved, imagined bloody limbs entangled in door parts, torsos ripped open on the asphalt, earthquakes and fires tearing her bedroom apart, who has been convinced since she can remember that she would die of a terminal disease, who was told to fuck off when she waved to the first boy who had kissed her, which was on a double dare, who always wanted everyone to like her. All right. This next one, it's called Discombobulated Hard Drives. Flailing through bulleted drapes in the alleyways of thought, the colorful anger brought thresholds of memory from between distance and daytime. Every night the rooms become a forest, black tendrils, the language dies and is reborn in the first anxiety of form. Light is a shifty thing. Just because the blue monkey is outside, we can never know what isn't inside by refusing to go out. Language is not a feather. You have never been tickled by the shadow of your experience. It is the reason shoelaces actually hold shoes together. Can I have some water, please? All right, these next two are one in three of an older series called A Woman Wakes Up. And it's one of my only prosy kind of dealios. A Woman Wakes Up, one. A woman wakes up, both pillows on the floor. The carpet is littered with small pieces of colored thread from her grandmother's sewing machine. As her eyes scan the walls, she begins to remember a would-be lover. He does nothing but complain about her job and edit her resume over and over again so that she can get better pay for her hard work. But she is doing the work of her female ancestors, she protests. She has been sewing plastic, paper, small candies, and toys for months now. He likes to play with switches, but gets upset when, like her, there are only dimmers and curtains, sometimes no switches at all. She wants to tell him of a switch that is easy to turn off, but is hinged in the middle, and so is very difficult to turn on without proper attention and care. She read about it in an inventor's magazine. Also, she has been photographing doors with signs on them that say, "This is not a door." At night, sometimes, the wind leaves things on her doorstep. Once, when a man visited her from the south, there was a small dead bird right where the door touches the cement. She went to pick it up, but the man said not to touch it. She did, though, and placed it where she could view it with ease. She is still not out of bed. She can see the sewing machine from where she lies. Pillowless. She keeps many things under her bed. Old things. It looks like it belongs to a young man of the 40s or 50s, with all the boots, old suitcases, and bags she keeps there. She thinks of the old woman from the night before, watching as it took her 5 whole minutes to cross an alley, and the man to whom she gave all her change. He thanked her twice. She gets out of bed and puts on her plaid pants and dirty old brown morning shirt, walks over to the music player and turns it on. She is thinking of the man who is not her lover. A woman wakes up. 3. A woman wakes up and shuts off the alarm clock. She gets out of bed and writes 1 line in her journal. She is determined to stay vertical for the entire day. She has been a dot for months now and desires to become a line. This type of thought is confusing, though she does enjoy translating her emotional states into geometric shapes. She has been watching and listening to the birds recently. There is much activity. It is mating and nesting time. Little birds fly around like crazy, chasing each other. Crows turn solemn as they find twigs and grass for nests. Sometimes a bald eagle or two come to stay in the big tree on the edge of her backyard. She has found 2 bird carcasses. One of the things she has found is a wing formed out of clay. A dream. There was a dream, a vulture and a cadaver. She could see the huge bird eating it, and many other birds, smaller and not eating the body, were flying around. To avoid the vulture coming after her, she walked around for a bit and then went inside. She had recently been introduced to the concept of looking at a dream as though every part of it is a part of oneself. Suddenly, she becomes aware of her desire to be God. The difficult gravity of this presses down on her until she begins to be curious about the other side. What it would be like to slip through the cracks. How her body would function as the dumping site for the world's sorrow. She gets out of bed and heads to the kitchen, washes the coffee maker, and thinks about the conversation she had the night before with her messenger friend. He had come over to talk about doors and windows, specifically doors that had windows in them. He said she should only live in places like that. All right, these last 4 are the last section I'm going to read. It's called Enlarged, in memory of Ryan Chigazola. 1. Language is shaped like distance. How you get across depends on what you throw. We do that thinking that we will immediately forget, but reality is another one. You are a scattered edit, the length of pore measured by your words, the last sentence writer, a vial of text. Virtual architecture is the hint of your body. A quest requires requests. If a river has no movement, no tales are left dreaming in it. 2. I'm going to wait and think about sleeping. Every object dreams of making lines. Direction, diverting form from restriction. The obvious is obvious to the eye. You being gone is not a poetic fact. The fire that strangers make. It was an unexpected whatever it was, and something about eternity. Time passing does not make history. We as outsides. 3. The pronoun I is smaller now. I was looking for a definition of love, but can't find one. I'm shaky on the variables. Regret invents itself. I have to run through myself to tell you details about such and such. I cannot experience its own subjecthood. It is impossible for I to experience anything. Maybe that's why we can't see, become language. When you die, you enter language. A diehard romantic. 4. Fear was broken. Public, a new home. a new quiet. During occasionally, I have more empathy for others than I do for myself. The thing about empiricism is you have to ask the right questions. A moth is only a moth when it excites the dark. You don't get birds in the back. If the sexiness of intelligence is all fucked, I definitely want to watch. I can't look for the monkey at the end of the line. Thanks.